Okay, so the last issue we talked about the Ma'aseh HaChazakah, what actually counts for the Chazakah. And now the next stage in it is, we know it's three somethings, but how consecutive is that, and what does that tell us about Chazakah? Who is that? Tzvi. I was like, there was a glare, but I saw your mask. I'm like, ah. What is that, a Sonovo? What is that, a Sonovo mask? Yeah, okay. It's like the antibacterial mask. It has copper in it. Yeah. Yeah. My in-laws picked up before they went back to Canada. Okay. So this is what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Huna, shalosh shanim she'amru hu she'achlan ritzufot. The 3 years that we said for Chazakah are contiguous. Okay? My kamashmon. The Gemara says, great. And what is the chiddush of that? How's your party going, by the way, Tzvi? Your new political party. Still haven't declared candidacy. Okay. We await the day, Tzvi. What? He wants to start a new party. I think he said that their platform is that he wants term limits and a constitution and a few other things. Okay. This is our imaginations here in Israel. Fine. So we're just sick of elections. This is getting ridiculous. So the Gemara says, what does that teach you? K'may k'mashmalan, panina. Cheska tan shalosh shanim yom liyom. The Mishnah says 3 years, day to day. So day to day is usually consecutive, right? 3 years, day to day means, you know, day to day. Mahu detema miyom liyom leafuke mikutaot la'olam afilu mifuzaro. The Gemara says, no. Maybe when it says miyom liyom, it means full years. Three full years. Three times 300 and whatever, right? I do know how many days there are in a solar year, but remember that the lunar year varies a bit. It's about 354, give or take, depending on Rosh Chodesh. So three times that thing, and maybe a leap year. What? Yeah, halachic years, which is the mix of lunar solar. That's why I'm saying three times 300 and some odd, whatever it's going to be, right? Right, but if it's 3 years, one of those will be a leap year. So average it out, and it'll be closer to three solar years. But not exactly. Kamash malan, that you can't. And Amar Rav Chama, then Rav Chama says, Umode Rav Huna, ba'atre demovre bage. Rav Huna agrees that you can have non-consecutive years in a place, right? Atra is a place in modern Hebrew. Right, exactly. In modern Hebrew, they borrowed from the Aramaic that an atar is a website, and alatar is the English equivalent of adlock. Right? Alatar. Right? Like adlock. No, not adblock. Adlock. Like in Latin, right? Like, you know, like when you say, if you say, look at that place, like the Ramban on those psukim, adlock, on location. Oh, it's, anyways, fine. Alatar, over there, right, on that place, right? So like the Gemara and the Rashbam adlock, right, on that place. Okay, so Alatar. So ba'atra demovre bage, so that's a place where they normally plow. Don't plow, plow, don't plow, right? They leave the year fallow. They leave the grand fallow for a year. In that year, something in that year. He agrees that something about that year. What does that mean? Okay. And then the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. So lo tzricha the ikad amover veikad lomover vaygavra movra. It's a place. The chiddush is that even in a place where some people leave it fallow and some people don't, ma'u detema, you might have thought amarle im ita didachava ibarloch lemizrei. You might have thought that Andrew could say to Rami, I know that some people leave it fallow, but too bad. If you're trying to make a claim for it, you shouldn't have been one of those people who left it fallow. Kamash Malan, he's allowed to say, Damar Lei Chada Ara B'chule Baga, Lo Matina Lintar. He's allowed to tell him, look, you know, it's not worth my time, because it is the year that everybody is leaving it fallow, so it's going to cost me a lot of money to hire a guard, just a watchman, to watch over my field alone. So even though there are people who plant, if everyone around me is leaving it fallow, it's my best interest to leave it fallow also, and therefore that doesn't prove that it's not my property. Alternatively, he says, look, the reason that people leave it fallow is because it produces more. Right? And I want my field to produce more as well. Okay? That's the basic Gemara. But now let's take it apart. Okay, the Gemara had a Hava Amina, right? Or the Gemara rejects a Hava Amina, that you might have thought that you could have a Chazaka Mefuzarot, Kamash Lon, you need them, Ritzufot. That you could have them non-contiguous, but Kamash Lon, you must have them contiguous, right? That's the first main thrust of the Gemara. Agreed? Yes? Very simple. Great. What does that mean, and what does it tell us about Chazaka? Okay? So, someone tell me, just practically, when you say that there's a Hava Amina that you might not need contiguity, Kamashlan, you do need contiguity, what might that mean? Yes, Ezra?
Either that it doesn't take hold at all, or that...
What doesn't take hold? Well, what does it mean to explain to me very simply? What was the Hava Amina? Like year I do what in year what? In year what? What are we talking about? Right. So you might have thought year 1, 3, 5 work. Kamash Malan? 1, 3, 5 does not work. Very good. Okay. What's the other way of reading it? Yes. Love? Wait for day and night. Before we get to day and night, what might it mean? Right. Possibility one is the Havamina is 1, 3, 5 works. The Maskana is only 1, 2, 3 works. Right. What else might it mean? Ritzufot versus Mefuzot. That's the Rashbam. Now what? And most we've shown him. What else might it mean? That the Havamina was that 1, 3 works by itself. Meaning that since it's normal to leave it fallow in year 2, after 3 years, even one of which was fallow might be enough because, right, that's included, right? Meaning the question here that you have to ask practically is when the Gemara has a Hava Amina, that you don't need contiguous years, what does that mean? Does that mean that everyone agrees you need 3 years of working? The only question is whether the 3 years of working need to be contiguous, or is it, do you need 3 working years, or merely 3 consecutive years, even if those years are not worked years? Got it? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, leaving fallow is basically nothing. No, that's near, right? That was near on Lamed Vav, right? That's plowing. Leaving fallow is fallow. Fallow, fallow. Yes, Ellie. Yeah. Shemitah is going to create a similar problem. Yeah, Shemitah would create a similar problem, for sure. Okay, so first let's just get down the facts. First let's start with what most Rishonim think, and then conceptually analyze the Rashbam, and then we'll get to the other Shita. So, the Rashbam
things that what does our sugya? What is the main topic in our sugya? 1, 3, 5, not 1, 3, right?
So let's look at Rashbam. He says, "Aval imenicha shana shniya ve'achagach achlishte shanim shlishi derivit mati balav sadeh." Hi, the lomachilach, hani mishum de overt lashana shniya, de galit adatach, de lav didach havai, de hilkach lozareit ota.
He says, right, even if it's one, it could be 1, 3, 5, 1, 3, 4, whatever, it doesn't really matter. The point is that the havimina is that 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 5 works. The maskana is it does not. Why does the Rashbam say it doesn't?
Let's just, again, first let's just read it, what he says.
What? Yeah, meaning, because Andrew might say to Rami, look, the fact that you were scared to use it consecutively is what made it very clear to everybody this isn't really yours. You know, you like, used it a little bit, and then you left, and then you came back, and then you left, and you came back, right? And therefore, I didn't protest. And therefore it proves nothing. Oh, very good, very good. So then the Gemara says, Cheskadan shalosh shanim shal yafsek bein tayim. So ma'u detema, let's just read through it. Ma'u detema yom layom diktonim adin lamute mikuta'ot. I might have thought it means just cut years. Lo tema shalosh mikuta'ot. Kamar hechdan estefa sedei abal. Cheskadan shalosh shanim shalim yom layom elishlosh. Chadam mishan 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 mechona. V'yubed ba'emsa, right? I might have thought that miyom layom just means 3 full years and not 18 months or 14 months. Kamar shalom rabhuna didaf kiktonim lamute mufuzarot. So Gemara says, no, Rabhuna is coming to teach you that non-contiguity is problematic. But Ezra says, wait a second, if according to Rashbam, the problem is that if I only eat in the field 1, 3, 5 or 1, 3, 4, but not 1, 2, 3, so that Andrew will say, I didn't protest because by you being scared to use it in year two and not using it consecutively, that proved it wasn't yours, and that's why I didn't protest, and that's why it's not a proof, and that, et cetera, et cetera. That's only where you don't have an alternate explanation for why you didn't consume during year two. But if there's a good other explanation, which is everybody leaves it fallow, right? So then, Moder Rav Huna, then Rav Huna says that what? Non-contiguous 3 years will count as a chazakah. So in the Rashbam's formulation, that would be after year 4, 1, 3, 4. Or in our formulation, 1, 3, 5, it doesn't really matter, right? If it's a place where normally they leave it fallow.
Right, and Rashbam says, "Moder Rav Huna d'daylo b'chazkat achilat shanim ufuzarot." Rav Huna will agree that non-contiguous years work, ba'atra d'movrei bagay b'makom shenoagim l'zroa shana u'lahovir shana. In a year, in a place where the custom is to plant, lie fallow. So that you don't weaken the land, right? If anyone knows anything about planting, that's why you leave things fallow. I don't know if you know anything about planting. Yeah, the nutrient stuff. I assume that much you know, right? You learned this at some point, rotating fields, and I know I learned this in elementary school at some point. I don't know why we learned it. Yeah. You could try that. Wisconsin. There's like a smile. It's like, I don't want to admit that's what they do by me. No, I got what you did. Yeah. Okay. Fine. And he says, "B'makom shenon l'zorjam l'vishana shalachas l'karaka da'achzik ba kide mechazke inshek." Because in such a case, he is in fact holding on to the land the way normal people do. Umi ushana shehuvira eno ola l'cheshbon shalosh nechazaka.
But everyone agrees that the non-planted year, the fallow year, doesn't count in the number. The only question is whether it breaks the three. Right? But no one thinks it counts.
V'tzarech lishmor shtaro yotem mishalosh shanim.
And according to this, you will have to hold on to your shtar for more than 3 years. Achil ko shalosh shanim, until you actually harvest 3 times. V'tan idach ani bati b'toch shalosh umatzati sadarekam. And if the other person says, wait a second, I showed up in the middle and it was empty, ulakach lo machiti, and that's why I didn't protest. He can tell him, you should have protested. Yeah, I didn't plant, but you saw what I was doing, like everybody else. I was leaving it fallow in between years, like everybody else in the region. One second. You should understand. That's why I didn't want to weaken the field. The high gavra movrav omed ben sada barot kmota, and this person, and then the Gemara says, well, what about a case where only most people, but not everybody, leave it fallow? He can still say chad ara b'chulei baga sada achad zua b'tofik agdola, one field in a large swath of land. Any yachol oshiv shem shomer levado b'shvila, I can't afford to have a guard, watch it just for that field. But when everybody is planting, so then we share the expense of the guard. And anyways, people aren't letting animals wander around because everyone wants their field to not be eaten up by animals. Okay? Yes, Ezra. So that's just the way the Rashbam understands the sugya in pshat. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, to make sure that people don't steal, and to make sure the animals don't come on. Oh, no, it's also the animals. Okay. Fine. So let's try to understand the sugya according to Rashba. So as I said, according to the Rashbam, the Hava Amina was what? Andrew. According to the Rashbam, the Hava Amina was what? Again, according to the Rashbam, and Rov Rishonim, the Hava Amina was? 135 always works. Maskana is 135 only works if people normally leave it fallow, but still you need 3 years.
In that case, you need 7 years.
But it wouldn't count, right? It wouldn't break it. But it wouldn't count, right? I mean, according to the Rashbam and Rov Rishonim, no one thinks that it counts, right? No one thinks it counts in the year that it's fallow. The only question is not whether it counts, is whether it breaks, right? That's the only question, is whether it breaks it up. But everyone's going to agree that it doesn't count towards the chazakah, right? That's the Rashbam. Nobody thinks that it counts. The only question is whether it breaks it up.
You can argue that it counts, though, if you can invalidate part of the process.
Of course you can, but I said the Rashbam. We're going to see. I said the Rashbam, right? This is the difference between the Rashbam and the Bala Itzur, who we're going to see. So first, let's try to analyze the Rashbam. You're right. You could have come up the way the Bala Itzur says, that no, the Gemara is actually dealing with a much more interesting conceptual question, which is not just whether it breaks it up, but whether leaving it fallow counts towards the chazakah, because that's what people do. Right? You're right. That's going to be the answer. So, but let's first tackle the Rashbam. Okay? So, let's understand the Rashbam. Why does the Rashbam not have a Hava Amina? But not even have a Hava Amina? That one fallow three is a chazaka. Why does he think that that's not even the discussion? The only question is whether 135 works or doesn't work. Right, but why does he think, right, okay, so you're saying linguistically, because it sounds like the years in the Gemara are all the same, right? The relevant years are all the same, so it can't be the Gemara and the Hava Amina that the fallow year is what we're talking about. Right, but why? Again, what, yeah.
Because the owner letting the slaughter stay during the following year doesn't mean to see anything from the Kazaka.
Because?
Because he's not going to be the letter anyway, then it's telling him when he's showing information.
Meaning, okay, so to put it a little bit differently, and then we'll analyze how it works. The role of Rishon Degen is a given that everybody agrees that a Chazaka can only be created when there is an action being performed on the land. No matter how justified it is to not do an action on the land, a chazaka can never happen unless there's an action being performed on the land. Now, Andrew is correct that the Rashbam's particular formulation of this is on which paradigm?
On the order.
Meaning the evidentiary paradigm, right? Right? The Rashbam takes it as follows. The reason is as follows. You cannot create a chazaka without 3 years of action. Why? Because inaction, no matter how justified, will never provoke a response and therefore never create evidence that Andrew had given it over to Rami. So there is no havamina that inaction ever counts towards chazaka. The only question is whether 1, 3, 5 in a place where people don't leave it fallow breaks the chazaka, because there you could have looked at it two ways. You could have said, on the one hand, in the end of the day, I worked it 3 years. Shouldn't that have provoked a response? The maskana is no. Because you, Andrew, will say, no, since you ran away in year two and year four, right? That made it clear to everyone that you weren't really making a claim on the land, right? And therefore, I didn't bother protesting because I don't really need the Kiwis right now. I just don't want you to take my land. But as long as you randomly run away, right, then everybody knows that it's not yours. But if everybody leaves it fallow, so then the land... I'm not going to protest during that year because you're not doing anything. But it also doesn't break up the chazaka because you have a good excuse. You're not showing it's not yours because everyone's leaving it fallow. And therefore, the way the Rashbam reads this, again, is completely on the evidentiary paradigm. And what it's saying is this. Provocation requires action. Inaction, when unjustified, erases your previous actions. Because it shows that you're not making a claim for the land. Inaction that is justified by normal practice neither breaks the chazaka nor adds to it. And what does it do, therefore, according to him? It extends how long Rami has held on to his shtar. So according to Rashbam's read, this entire sugya tells you that what we're talking about is the evidence, and the evidentiary paradigm, it's not really about shtar, because according to him, now you need a shtar for 4 years or 5 years. And it's not about muhzakut. It's all about provocation. And his maskana is, provocation is called by action. Inaction breaks up Andrew's anger, and therefore erases the provocation of action, and therefore erases the possibility of chazaka, unless everybody is leaving it fallow, in which case, it's lomala velomorid, right? It neither contributes nor detracts from chazaka, and chazaka can be created after 4 years or 5 years or whenever you have 3 years of action. Right? That is how the Rashbam understands the issue of contiguity. Okay? Now, we will have to then carry this over into the second half of the Gemara, which is the houses. But right now, that's where we are. Now, theoretically, you could have said something differently. Right? It says something different. Right? Theoretically, you might have been able to construct an argument like this on the Muchzakut model and say, look, I only create a hold in the land if I do something. If I'm not doing something, it reverts. It's like a wild animal, right? A wild animal, if it gores one day and then the next day it goes to sleep, so it calms down and they got to start again. Right? But if, you know, it gored and then I gave it a tranquilizer and it slept for 3 days and woke up and gored again and I gave it a tranquilizer and woke up 3 days later, right? So it gored on every possible day that it was awake. You could hear someone saying, yeah, it's a goring animal.
Wait, I think 3 days.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, because everyone's like off
like
what's
up case. Yeah. Okay. So you could have come up with a model like that. The star one is a little bit complicated, as we've talked about, right? Because if you think you really need, if star was the be-all and end-all, so you would think that, look, 3 years just means 3 years. Right? You'd have to really twist it the way we saw in the Ramban yesterday that no, 3 years doesn't really mean 3 years. It means 3 years that a normal person would hold on. But if it's a place where people normally leave it fallow, then everybody holds on to it for 4 years, and therefore that creates a provocation, da-da-da-da, right? Whatever moves you'd have to make like we made yesterday, okay? But that's how Rashbam understands the sugya. Good. But there's another way of understanding the sugya, and once we have these two models, then we can go back into the, then we can, right, once we flesh these out, then we can go into the case of the houses, okay? The other way of understanding the sugya is like the Baal HaItter. Who's the Itter? I think this is the first time this year we've done the Itter, so biography time. Gavi, where's the Itter from? If you have to guess, because, you know, the answer to most guesses, what? Which part of France? Provence, very good. Thank you. What? You're right, he's not. He's one of the few that he's not. Sorry. Ezri, got it? Who's the answer? Ayin Yod Tet Vav Resh. The Itur. That's the name of the Sefer. Baal Ha'itur, the person who wrote the Sefer Ha'itur. That's all that means. His English name? That's what I'm asking you. Just Google Sefer Ha'itur.
Oh, wait.
Ayin Yod Tet Vav Resh, yes.
Marseille.
Yes, Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba of Marseille. What? Yeah. Okay, good. So, the Itter. So how does the Itter understand this sugya? So that was what I sent you. The Itter says no. The Itter takes it as a given that everybody agrees that 1, 3, 5 does work. Everyone agrees 1, 3, 5 works. What is he saying? He thought there was a havamina that 1, 3 works total. Kamash Malan, it doesn't. But everybody agrees. So the Rashbam thinks that what this sugya teaches you is that you need contiguity. The Havamina was non-contiguity, Maskana is contiguity. The Itter says no. The Maskana is you don't need consecutive years. The Havamina was you don't even need 3 years of eating. You just need 3 years. And if one of those years happens to be fallow, so gives them the hey. Maskana is you need 3 years of eating. But it doesn't need to be consecutive.
Presumably, those 3 years that you're, according to this, like, if you need 1 year of battle, like, you have to, like,
the Havamina of 1, 3 would be good as total 3 years. Maskanet, it's not. If you want it to be a 3 year chazak, you better eat in 3 years. But if you want to eat 1, 2, 4, 1, 3, 5, 1, 6, 10, doesn't matter. 3 years and then you'll be fine.
I'm just curious. Like, I don't know. I would just eat like the last produce that would go on that time, like that 3 year that is foul. Like, but that's
say it again?
Like, even if
No, you can't just eat. They're like the shrubs that grow by themselves. That's not. That doesn't count. No, that doesn't count. But what you're asking is the right question, because according to the Rashbam, the sugya is about consecutivity, right? According to the Itter, what is the Havamina, right? Consecutivity is a given that you don't need it. So according to the Itter, what is the nature of the Machloket and the Sugya, or the Havamina Maskat and the Sugya? It's not about consecutivity. What is it about? Ma'aseh HaChazaka. The Havamina was even leaving it fallow counts as a relevant action. Kamash Malan, it doesn't. Why would you have said that? What would have given you a hava amina? Now, the Itter has his reasons from later on in the Gemara for believing this based on a sugya and daf nun vav. But for a moment, let's just analyze his conceptual approach here. How could you justify the Havamina of the Itter? Right? Meaning, we've already explained the Havamina and Maskana of the Rashbam. Right? That the Havamina and Maskana both agree you need real action. The only question is whether they need to be consecutive. But why would you have a Havamina that you don't even need action? Good. So one possibility is that you don't need action. What you need is 3 years of expressing ownership. Right? And if leaving it fallow is part of ownership, so then that counts. And in fact, that seems to be the maskana of the Gemara. Right? Which is, if it's a place where people normally leave it fallow for the Itter, it actually would work. But here's the problem, Yaakov. If in the first stage of the Gemara, we're clearly talking about a place where it's not normally left fallow, so then how can you have a Havamina there? Right? That's more complicated. Good. So I could see two models, right? One is to say as follows. The Havamina was, I can see a few models. One is what Yaakov says, which is, look, the fact that there are people in places, leaving it fallow is a normal thing to do. So in the end of the day, you might have a Havamina that even if most people around here don't do it, I did it, and that's a normal way of expressing ownership, and that's fine. Maskana is, no, when you express ownership, it needs to be in the way that people do around here. Why? Either because otherwise it won't elicit provocation, or Maaseh HaChazaka is only considered significant based on contextual factors. You can't decide that this is how I want to show ownership, right? You can't say that the way I show ownership is by, I have a voodoo field in my house and I put fake fruit in it, and that's called planting in my mind, right? You can't do that, right? That may be how you claim your ownership of the field, but that's not a Maaseh HaChazaka. There is, I think, though, another Havamina he could have had, which is either he thinks the Havamina was that 3 years is only about shtar. If 3 years is only about waiting for the guy to lose his shtar, so maybe there was a Havamina, I don't even in action the whole time. Right? Or, as we suggested yesterday, maybe a slight twist on that is he thought in the Havamina that as long as you do 1 year of significant action, remember we said that a chazaka might be significant action plus waiting out the time? So he may have thought you need to eat the fruit 1 year, and once you do that, even if you leave it fallow, right, it's a chazaka is expression of ownership plus waiting out the start time. And therefore, obviously for him, 3 years, even non-consecutive works, because that's a mazah chazaka, or that creates provocation for raya. The Havamina was, once I've done any action of ownership and I wait out the 3 years, it doesn't matter what I did in the rest of the time. Right? Maskana is not like that, but that could have been his Hava Amina. Okay. But yes, his Hava Amina even went a place where it wasn't normal. Now, why though would you say that according to the Iter, leaving it fallow in a place where people don't need leave it fallow doesn't count as a chazaka? So again, one possibility is that you say that if chazaka is by muhtakut, is the create, right, is expression of ownership, maybe expression of ownership isn't personal, it's contextual, it's communal, right? Meaning, I have to express ownership in the way that everyone around here does. Yaakov can't just decide, look, I believe that leaving fallow is good, because that's what I know from science. The people around me are short-sighted capitalists. They don't care about the good of the field long-term. I don't know. Whatever. Right? But I want to leave it fallow. The answer is you might be right, but that's still not in Wisconsin, where he tells me they never leave it fallow, right? That's not a normal way of, that's not an expression of ownership. That's an expression of weakness, right? You care too much about the environment, clearly don't care about expressing your ownership of the field because you think the field owns itself. I don't know, whatever. Someone's going to think I'm serious here. No, obviously I'm facetious, but fine. So that's one way I could understand the Itzer, right? That the Havamina was that even, right? The Havamina was that even personalized active ownership count. The Maskana is no, you have to do active ownership that are contextually defined as expressive of ownership. That's within the Muhzakut model. But you could easily say it also in the evidentiary model, which is, look, even if the reason that Yaakov is leaving his field fallow is because he believes that's good for the field, if you think that chazaka is created by the evidence that is elicited from lack of response to provocation, then his act of ownership needs to be communally understood as an expression of ownership, right? Because Andrew might not know that Yaakov left it fallow for the good of the field. He's just going to see an empty. Right? So the Havamina was, it's enough for Yaakov to express ownership. The Maskana is no. He has to express ownership the way everyone would understand that this is a challenge to their authority so that it would elicit a provocation. Without that, it's meaningless. And that's why we care about whatever is socially defined as... Now, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, there's good reason to think that provocation is a big part of this because, that does sound a little bit like what's going on in the day and night issue. Okay. But that is the two main models of understanding this sugya. Okay? Are we clear on this? Right? That the Rashbam thinks that the Havamina was 1-3-5 works. Maskana is 1-3-5 does not work unless you're in a place where it's normal to leave it fallow, but even there you need 5 years. The Havamina was, presumably, right, meaning for the Rashbam, in both the Havamina and the Maskana, everyone agrees that you need active expressions of ownership. The Maskana is you need active expressions of ownership and consecutivity. The Rashbam himself understands it totally on the evidentiary paradigm, which is the Havamina is even 3 non-consecutive years of provocation should elicit a response. The Maskana is no. The fact that Rami runs away and doesn't take kiwis in year 2 and 4 might give Andrew his reason to not protest. Right? But in a place where everyone leaves his fallow in year 2 and 4, then he has to hold on to his star longer, but Andrew should protest. Right? That you could have said maybe within the Muhzakut model that Havamina is you need 3 years of expression of ownership at any point. Maskana is no, you need them together, right? And not to break them up and restart the clock. Or Havamina was you just need to run on the clock on whatever. The Bala Iter says no. Everyone agrees that 1-3-5 works. The Havamina was that 1-3 works, even when people don't normally leave it fallow. Maskana is not. The reason might be that the Havamina was you need a personalized expression of ownership, right? The Maskana is no. You need a contextually understood expression of ownership, either because that's the only thing that will create Muhzakut, or because... Um, That's the only thing that will elicit provocation, right? And we said, maybe the Havamina for the answer was that all you need is an act of ownership and then to run out the clock on the star thing. Maskana is, no, you actually need active ownership. It doesn't have to be consecutive. It just needs to be active for all the reasons we talked about. Okay? Now, once the Gemara has this in place, I don't know if we'll finish this today. That's fine. But at least we finish this part of the sugya. Once the Gemara has in place its discussion about consecutive and non-consecutive years, so then the Gemara pushes us farther. And what does the Gemara push us to?
Consecutive.
No, thank you. Right, not consecutive days. Not day one, day on, day off, day on, day off.
Well, meaning does the night where there's no proof, make the days.
Very good. The Gemara's then next step is to say, okay, wait a second. If we need consecutivity, let's assume for the moment, like the Rashbam, that you need consecutivity. So it's very nice to talk about years 1, 2, 3 as consecutive. But is that really true? Even within years 1, 2, and 3, maybe you only hung out there during the day. And therefore there was lacking time even within the day. Right? And once you say that you need consecutivity, so then this creates problems. Now, I will note, however, the Gemara only raises this question in what context? Cheskat Abatim. The chazaka created on a house. Why not a chazaka on a field?
You don't farm it.
Very good. Right? Meaning no one at a Hava Amina that... Everyone understands that consecutivity has to be understood in a social context, right? Meaning nobody plants at night. And therefore, saying that I wasn't planting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's like saying I didn't plant on Shabbos. Aha, it's not yours. I mean, like, okay, I mean, you're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. What do you want from me? Or Shemitah. I wasn't allowed to. What does that prove, right? Everyone understands that this is in a context. And therefore, the Gemara says, I'm not worried about Chazak of Sadeh. I'm not worried about Chazak of Sadeh at night. What I'm worried about is houses. Because houses, people actually, you know, I know this is surprising. People live in their houses at night. This is shocking, right? Day and night, people actually are in their houses sometimes. I know, it's crazy. Look, to be fair, nowadays, it's like the reverse of what anyone ever thought, right? That's not true. It's what it always was. People live in their houses more at night than they do during the day, right? During the day, I mean, these days, like, there are times where halachic day, you know, I'm not at home at all, right? If halachic day starts at 6:40 or whatever it does now, right, I get in my car, right, before halachic day, and, you know, Thursdays I'm here till 10 at night, so, you know, but I'm home at night. So the Gemara says, well, once we're starting to talk about consecutivity, so then we got to talk about how this is going to look in the chazak of houses. And as I mentioned, once Chazal get their hands on the case of houses, then they ask the even weirder question, which is, what about shul? Right? Because they want to talk about chazaka in makom, your makom kavua in shul, where that's very hard to define, because most people don't daven all day long, every day, in shul, right? And then they got to figure out, like, what would it mean to have consecutivity in shul? Is it every tefillah, period? Is it every tefillah that you happen to show up to shul, you sit in that makom, right? What would consecutivity even look like there, right? And this is something that Rishon and the Achronim really worried about. And there's really a lot written on this question. They try to figure that out, right? Is it 3 years of, what if I just don't go to Minyan, right? This is actually a question we've shown him, which is, what if I'm just not the type of person who goes to Minyan? But when I show up at Minyan, I'm very mocked, I kick you out of my seat, right? You know, I know this is weird for us, because, like, our shul's like, makam kabua, okay, I mean, whatever, right? But, like, you know, I was scholar in residence a few years ago in London, in Kinloss, which the main shul, it's a more traditional shul, right? So a lot of people only show up in Yom Nira'im.
So the main shul can fit the whole membership on Yom Nerayim. So the main shul has like 1,500 seats or something. But on Shabbos morning, there's about more or less 50 people or something who daven in the main shul during the main minyan. Because there's a lot of other minyanim. There are a lot of people who don't show up to shul at all. And there's a lot of people who go to the Beit Midrash minyan and the Sephardi minyan and what, right? There's all types of minyanim, right? But, you know, what you see there is that you would hope, right, they warned me this before I gave the drasha, is you would hope that everyone would crowd into the front. But no, because people have their makom. So there are 1,500 seats, and then like one person back there, and one person over there, right? And like, you know, sometimes you'll come to shul. There's a shul like that in Toronto also. And like the crazy thing is you'll go to the shul. There's like 50, my father said also growing up when he was in, his family davened in one of these huge conservative shuls in Queens. And it was the same thing, right? No one ever showed up to shul except for bar mitzvahs and Yom Nerayim, right? And it was like, you know, the like old school conservative traditional people who showed up for minyan, right? But again, the shul had like 5,000 members and like, you know, 50 people showed up on Shabbos. But you'd be the one person, right? There would be 100 seats open on every side of you and someone would come over and tap you on the shoulder. You're in my seat, right? Because the people who did show up, right, that is my seat. Right? So Rishonim really try to figure out, once you say you need consecutivity, what does consecutivity mean in shul? Right? So, it's Wednesday, sorry, Zemel, right? So he starts at 12. Not right, Zemel. Right, man, he starts at 12. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. Tomorrow we'll deal with the consecutivity issue with, not tomorrow, tomorrow's Shirkwali. Because Rav Ginsburg is giving Shirkwali. That was planned already, but it works while Shmuel David's in Bidud anyways. So Sunday we'll wrap this up with the houses and shul question. And then I think we're going to take a break on Chazakah and do another sugya in the third parak that does not relate to Chazakah. I'm thinking Mamana Muta B'Tzafeh because it's really amazing. It's really important that you do. It's fascinating on many levels, but we'll see. I'll decide over the weekend what we do. If there's something you dafka want to do before then, let me know. Okay?